That's what it used to sound like at the Kansas City Board of Trade in 2008. Traders standing around the pits shouting orders, making those crazy hand signals you've seen in the movies. Now, most trading is done on the computer. It sounds like this.
So really all I do is the system makes a sound. That's an order going in.
Joe Barker buys and sells contracts on the exchange for hard red winter wheat, the kind of wheat used to make bread. He's the branch manager of CHS Hedging, and his office is in the same building as the Board of Trade. But Barker does almost all of his trading electronically.
That's made us more efficient. We can handle more customers. Their margins get better because we're able to charge them less.
Barker says about 80% of his branch's trades were completed on the floor of the exchange just 5 years ago. Now it's less than 5%. That's the way the industry has been moving. Over the last decade, exchanges in Chicago, New York, and Minneapolis have all closed or merged with larger exchanges. CME Group says June 28th will be the last day for trading wheat in person in Kansas City.
For 157 years, the Kansas City Board of Trade was an integral part of the community.
That's Michael Browdy. He was president of the Board of Trade for 17 years.
I used to tell people when I would take them and give them a tour of the floor that it was the place in Kansas City where more money changed hands than any place else.
By the fall, that money will skip Kansas City and flow from computer to computer in nanoseconds. And, as Browdy says, it's not as if the trading pits at the Board of Trade are very rowdy right now.
So what's that like to walk in and just have, you know, one trader in the pit?
Very few people in the pit. It's like walking into a ghost town.
The grain industry is a bedrock for cities throughout the Midwest. I mean, this season, farmers are expected to produce over 1 billion bushels of the kind of wheat traded in Kansas City. That's not going away. But losing the Kansas City Board of Trade is emblematic of a heartland landscape in flux. Consolidation is a familiar theme for farmers across the country, and it's happening in agribusiness, too. In this case, Chicago benefits, thanks to the CME Group, whose trading floors will still feature in-person wheat trading.
Well, we like to think that what we've just done is combined 150 years of Kansas City history with 150 years of Chicago history.
That's Tim Andreessen, the executive in charge of agricultural investments at CME Group. He says it's all indicative of the agriculture industry getting more and more efficient. Farmers used to be connected to the markets through a game of telephone. A farmer would have to call his broker. He would call his man at the Board of Trade, who would call his guy on the trading floor, and he would actually place the trade. Now, farmers can log on from home or even their iPhone and check in on the markets.
Agriculture is constantly changing, whether it's the production side or the risk management side. I think that what you will continue to see is a progression in all elements of agriculture in terms of being able to deliver value to the customer.
And for now, that progression has left Kansas City without a piece of its history. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.